USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler has cited Attorney General William Barr for contempt of Congress after Barr refused to make an unredacted copy of the Mueller report available to select members of Congress. On Face the Nation, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Nadler is wrong.
He hasn't even taken the time to go read, which he's approved to read, the 99.9% of any obstruction inside the Mueller report. But he hasn't even gone to read it.
Iran is facing unprecedented pressure from international sanctions. According to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, he says renewed U.S. sanctions had led to worse economic conditions than during the country's 1990-1988 war with neighboring Iraq. His comments come amid rising tensions with the U.S. Rain is making for a much chillier and dreary Mother's Day across most of the Northeast and parts of the South today. South of the rain, the stage will be set for locally severe thunderstorms from southern Virginia to the east central Gulf Coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes this week called for Facebook to be broken up due to concerns over Russian interference, violent rhetoric, and fake news. Those are issues Facebook Vice President of Communications Nick Clegg says won't be solved by breaking up the company.
I don't in any way want to diminish the importance of those and the heavy responsibility that Facebook bears to play a prominent role in solving those problems. But chopping a great American success story into bits is not suddenly going to make those problems go away. They won't suddenly evaporate.
Clegg making his comments on CNN. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells ABC's this week he's very concerned about the trade war between the U.S. and China.
I think there are ways the Chinese market could open up, and that would be good, but I still have advised the administration, get this done, because the longer we're involved in a tariff battle or a trade war, the better chance there is that we could actually enter into a recession because of it.
President Trump and his Chinese counterpart are likely to meet during a G20 summit in Japan at the end of June to discuss trade. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was making his first trip to Russia. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pompeo expected to arrive in Russia on Monday to meet with President Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister in Sochi on Tuesday. The trip coming less than a month after Special Counsel Robert Mueller released his report detailing extensive contacts between the Russian government and the Trump administration, though finding no evidence of a conspiracy to interfere in the election.
On a trip to a border city in Texas, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said he intends to accelerate planning to secure the border and bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's continuous help. During an interview on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Republican Senator and Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham touched on the immigration issue.
We're going to have a vote, have a hearing and a vote in Judiciary. It will be a huge issue in 2020. President Trump is trying to fix a perfect storm of illegal immigration coming from Central America. The Democrats are going to do one of two things. Work with us to find a bipartisan solution. Ignore the problem. And if they ignore the problem, it's going to help Trump. If they work with us, it helps the whole country.
Avengers Endgame has retained its number one position at the domestic box office for a third week in a row. Although Pokemon made the stateside battle somewhat close, the Marvel title beat newcomer Detective Pikachu, with Endgame earning $61.3 million stateside. Legendary Entertainment and Warner Brothers' Detective Pikachu still made a solid showing with $58 million in North American ticket sales in 4,200 theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.